to order. My name is James Corsi. I am the chairman of this dwindling board. We're down two members right now.
Might be able to help you with that.
If I may, let me call the roll, please. Chairman is obviously here. Let's see, who else is here, please? I have. Yeah. Here. Ms. Ross is here. Mr. Vineyard is here.
I'm here.
And Ms. Stone, are you here with us? She's muted. Meredith, unmute, please. We think she's here in the ether somewhere. Okay. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a quasi judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony this morning, please sign in if you haven't already. Witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony, and all proceedings of this board will be recorded. The decisions of this board are final. Challenges to any of these decisions must be filed or appealed to the Chatham County Superior Court. If we may, please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All right. How many petitions do we have ready for hearing this morning, staff?
Three petitions, sir.
Three, so none will be taken off?
Correct.
All right. Has the board had an opportunity to review the April 26 minutes?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are there any edits or changes, suggested changes to those minutes? Hearing none, do I have the motion, please?
I move that we approve the minutes of the April 26, 2022 meeting.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I say it.
All right. Voice vote this time. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? April 26, 22 meeting minutes are approved. Okay. All right, let's go to the first item. There's no old business, I take it, this morning.
That's correct.
All right. Let's go to the first item on the regular agenda. This is 5906 Girard Avenue. This is a variance request. May we hear from staff, please?
Can you all hear me? All right. Excellent. So our first item is a variance request. This is a request to place an accessory structure, which is a shed, in the front yard. The ordinance only allows for sheds and other accessory structures to be placed in the rear yard in residential properties. So this is Girard Avenue. If you go a bit farther south, you'll end up in the Rockingham Farms development area, but this is a residential area here. This is the property in question. Here. Here's a picture of the property. This is the shed in question placed out in the front yard. The applicant placed it there without a permit originally, but it was to put it, they put it there to keep it out of the area of their property that floods, which is the backyard. Let's see here. Have a little picture. So for reference on the flood zone, we pulled that up. This is an AE flood zone, and here's my approximate trying to draw where the shed is, and then the house. But you can kind of see where the flood zone at least goes here. So yeah, I mean, regardless of where the property actually physically floods, more often than not, this whole area is a flood zone. So the accessory structure, we think, could be placed in the rear yard here if it were to be put on stilts. There is already another accessory structure here, which is a chicken coop. We've not found that the applicant is suffering a unique hardship in that way. I will also mention that we received, I have four opposition letters here that are uploaded here. If y'all would like to read through those, some of them are pretty long, but basically displaying that people are not happy with the idea in the neighborhood of having a shed in the front yard somewhere. I received 11 additional calls from pretty much every property in the neighborhood asking us to oppose this variance request. Yeah, if y'all would like me to open some of these, I can do that.
We have one from Ms. Valerie Bumgardner, I believe. Is this representative of the rest of the...
Yeah, this is essentially the idea that they're worried about the beautification and the aesthetics of their neighborhood. They think it's already kind of deteriorating, and people are seem to be very adamant that allowing a shed in the front yard here would, well, let me say too that it doesn't really fit the pattern of development in this area, which is something we do look at too. Looking up all up and down Girard Avenue, I found one other property that has a shed already placed in the front yard. The rest of them are pretty much, you know, conforming to the ordinance. But yeah, basically the idea is that everyone kind of voiced the same opinion that they are concerned with the looks of their neighborhood, and they would like for people to stick to what the ordinance has them do, as they all have, and put their accessory structures in the rear yard. Several of the other homes on this street are also in the flood zone, it should be noted, and have still placed their accessory structures in the rear yard.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, were most of these homes constructed in that zone where it was designated a flood zone?
That is a great question. I did not go back and look at the older maps, but that is definitely possible. The last one before that, would that have been 2018? Well, before 18, when would they have done the last survey? Yeah, I think there was one. I think it was maybe 2008 or something like that, but it was a bit ago. Right. Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Ross, could you repeat your comment? Turn your mic on, please.
So sorry. I took a drive by as well, and it seems to me that most of the houses there would have been constructed prior to 2008, maybe in the late 90s.
Yes, ma'am. That's what it appears, that most of the neighborhood was constructed around that time. So, yeah, possibly before the flood zone.
Long enough to understand what floods and what doesn't, and what their concerns might be.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
But we are, for all these reasons, recommending denial for this variance. But I can answer any questions or.
Do you have any other written opposition?
Yeah, I do. I've got four of them uploaded in here.
All right. I'd like to, if you would you, without reading them totally into the record, would you tell us who they were from?
Yes.
And so we can put them into the record, please.
Sure. This one is from Michael Tomas. They are one of the neighbors as well. Let me see if they have their address in here. They voiced some concerns with maintaining the pleasing aesthetic manner of the street, and again cite that everybody else on the street has followed the ordinance and put their sheds in the backyard for workshops and things like that.
I just want to make sure that they are in the record.
Yes, sir.
We don't need a full summary here. Samuel Allen.
Yeah, Samuel Allen just says the building's an eyesore. Yeah, I did get confirmation from him to, he could put that up afterwards. But basically just said that fills the building as an eyesore.
So much for that.
Yeah, I actually got a lot, I got quite a lot of people on the phone asking to remain anonymous. This is pretty much everybody who was willing to be in public record. So then Mary Atkins as well, same thing. They are saying that, like, yeah, you know, everybody else is following the rules and maintaining their lawn, and they feel like this property has not been doing that and would impact the neighborhood in a negative way.
So I see that one of those individuals raised the question that I was going to raise, which is about, you know, moving everything to the back and adding some fill. Has the environmental division taken a look at that, or would they be allowed to add some fill?
That would be a question for the county engineering office, which we have not spoken to them directly about that. But that could be an alternative.
So we could suggest that to this property owner that they.
Yes, ma'am.
With the county engineering.
Yeah, our recommendation without any, I guess, you know, environmental experience is just the stilts idea. But, like, of course, that could be something else too to explore.
Because there are all sorts of sources for fill these days. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Any other questions of staff? All right. Is there anyone here to speak for the petitioner? All right, please step up. Have you signed in?
Yes, sir, we have.
Okay, thank you.
Is it okay if my wife's name is also?
Sure, come on up. Just one of you speak at a time, please.
Okay.
Would you both please raise your right hands?
Can anyone hear me?
with, my wife has had 12 back surgeries. So in order for her to go back to the shed that is pretty much in the mud and in the water, that's off to the left-hand side, which the picture is not showing. There is a building on the left-hand side that just water comes right up to it. So what I tried to do is I tried to get something to where my wife could actually just walk out, grab whatever Christmas items she needed, Halloween items she needed, et cetera, from there. Water or anything to get into that other building. We got it as close as to the house as we possibly could. As you see, there's a tree line that goes down. Otherwise, we'd have been able to try to get it down a little further, but it would have still been underwater. But the items that we've collected over the years, we don't want anything damaged. So we put it in the best possible spot that we could actually have for this shed. We have gotten approvals through the engineer department. Is that correct? Yes. We have gotten approvals through the engineer department and whom else?
Public Safety Works, I believe.
Yes, Public Safety Works. We actually got approval through them. Pardon me. Now, what we don't understand is we've gotten approvals for these things already. And if we move it to another area, then one, either the engineering department's not going to approve it or the public safety is not going to approve it. So we've tried to do different things with this. And for some odd reason, it's just not, you know, working in our favor for this. When we bought the house, there was a bunch of trash in the back. We had, got a dumpster so that way we could, you know, try to clean the backyard up. There was paint cans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then we were told that we couldn't have the dumpster. So we removed the dumpster. Now I still have trash in the back of my home. That I cannot get rid of from the previous owner. We're doing our best to make this a decent home. It is a great lot for us. I am a small business owner. So, you know, with my truck sitting there, it's not in the water. There's no other place for us to put this shed without it getting underwater. And like I said, I took the advice of all the other neighbors that told us, you know, it gets wet back there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not, I don't understand why they're going to oppose if they're the ones that told me that it gets soaked back there under a hard rain. We found this out firsthand. And if it's okay with you, I'd also like to say that we're not the only one that has a shed in this area. If you go five houses up, there's a shed that's in the same exact area. It's about five houses up, and it looks like it's been abandoned. I mean, at least our shed looks presentable, matches our home, and it's in a spot to where my wife can get to it without having an issue.
And actually, here's from your department. I'm not sure which department, but if you want to make a copy of this. That's actually like pretty much all of our property is the Ogeechee.
Would you like us to take a look at that?
If yes. You would, please, sir.
Say again. I think it's from a consultant.
That either came from the public safety department or the engineer. I'm not sure which one, but that's actually the layout of our entire property. And there's a little line in yellow next to the red in front of the house, which is exactly where that shed is sitting. That I'm able to get to.
In speaking with the various county departments, do you remember having any conversation with the county engineering department asking them if you could somehow add additional fill to the backyard to bring it up higher?
I have not spoke with anyone about that yet. No, ma'am. I would love to. Believe me, I would love to have pretty green grass and not mud. I mean, I can't get, we have a building at the, like, end of our driveway, I can't even get to that. So, I mean, to try to be as independent as I can without having to have him or wait for somebody to access stuff. Sure.
So this looks as though it might have been a consult from a septic tank company from.
Yeah, from the previous owner. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, this video. How was the size of property lot?
I have an acre and a half almost. Like 1.48 something. Yes, sir. You can introduce it.
Flooding from, is there a creek or a water back there, or is it just because rain?
The Ogeechee River.
Okay.
Let's pull up an aerial for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. When we first purchased the house, the gentleman who owned the house before us remodeled the home. He pretty much did everything because the floor was warped when the gentleman bought the house. So he redid everything in the house.
But we have mattress springs, our box springs, buckets with concrete, dried concrete.
Bricks.
Bricks.
Stacks of bricks, paint cans.
Concrete bag.
And it's all sitting behind the building that's actually
at the end of our driveway.
At the very end of the driveway. So like I said, we rented a dumpster to try to remove all this. And now, you know, once we got the dumpster, we were told that we could not have the dumpster. And it was only a dumpster for two trash cans. So that's why we have two trash cans where they're sitting now, which.
So we can slowly get rid of.
So we can slowly get rid of, you know, what have you. Now my company is a 24/7 job. I am a chassis inspector. So anything that comes off of that port, I have to inspect it to make sure it's safe before it goes on the road. So I am maybe home possibly 4 hours a day, maybe 4 hours a day, if I'm lucky. I do take a day off here and there. And when I do, I cut my grass, you know, I trim my flowers, I do my garden. You know, and I try to do everything as much as I can while I'm at home. So I try to take everything off of her so that way she doesn't have to go out and try to overexert herself, you know, as it goes. And I understand this is about this shed, but there's just more to it that everything is being told that's not being said with just this shed. So we did everything. We took every precaution, every piece of advice that we could possibly take from our neighbors. You know, from the engineering department, from the safety department, you know, to get them approved. And then once we ask to have it moved, somebody else isn't going to approve it. So we're at a standstill here. And from here, we don't know what else to do. We did the best that we possibly thought we could do.
We were moved.
Could that shed be placed in the back of the house?
No, sir, because the whole thing back there gets entirely soaked. We have video of it.
I have video. I mean, it comes up to our steps.
It comes up to our steps.
Our side steps.
Yes, ma'am.
So it appears that there is a driveway that goes along the side of the building that extends into the backyard?
Yes, ma'am.
Would it be possible to put the shed on top of that?
On the driveway?
On the driveway.
Well, if the driveway floods,
yes,
too.
The driveway floods also.
Would it be possible to pour 4 concrete piers and lift that thing up off the ground?
I'm sure it could be. But again, we don't know exactly where to start from this. You know, we weren't told that we, you know, needed a permit for a building.
I mean, I didn't get a permit. I didn't know.
We're originally from Baltimore, so we didn't actually have this kind of, you know, issues or anything about by putting buildings somewhere. So all of this is new to us. And when we went down and, you know, finally said that, you know, they told us that we needed a permit for it, we agreed to pay for the permit because we did not know that we had to have a permit to, you know, sit it there.
Or get it.
Or receive, even put the building down. And now it's becoming more of a problem for us. If we'd have known this from the jump, we'd have never bought the shit. We'd have. It's just a no-win situation, you know, whether wherever we put this shit. We can't put it in the back. That's why my boat and my truck sit up front, because, you know, my work truck, I have to use for work. People are saying it's an eyesore, but my truck is not an eyesore. It's what I use to work with. Okay. And most of the time I do park my truck on the side of the road. You just happen to get a picture at this particular moment, you know, that my truck is sitting up front, you know, because we were cleaning the area up, trying to move everything up front to get it out of the way, you know. So you guys got an actual picture that's really not how this sits. So, and like I said, we tried everything that we possibly could. And I'm just doing everything to make sure that my wife is able to get to whatever she needs, whenever she needs. And by all means, no disrespect, but I will do whatever I have to do to where she can make things and walk to it or whatever. Whatever she needs to get done, she's going to get. I don't want to see her fall in my backyard, you know, or something. I'm not home or whatever the case may be. It does get that wet.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to say this morning?
No, sir.
If you would have a seat for a moment.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anyone in attendance live here today that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone online?
If anyone is online that would like to comment on this petition, please use the raise your hand feature and we'll recognize you.
No. All right. There is no one online and no one physically present here today would like to speak in opposition. All right. Any discussion by the board this morning?
Chairman, it's pretty clear that the placement of the structure is in violation of the ordinance. However, it appears to me that there is some degree of hardship imposed on the petitioner by requesting to make this change, or at least to make it so quickly. I wish that there was a way that we could recommend continuing this and giving the petitioner time to consult with county engineering to see whether the environmental people could come in and help him with suggestions about how to improve the flooding situation in his backyard. And also how best to perhaps place the structure on the recommended stilts. Just my thoughts.
Okay. Mr. Venger?
Can't really find the on button here.
This one.
Next turn.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with Ms. Ross. It's a difficult situation. But I don't know how many of us on this board live in AE zones. I mean, I live in one. I live 2 blocks from the Moon River. And I still can't put an accessory structure in my front yard for a number of reasons, because the neighborhood association wouldn't allow it and the county wouldn't allow it. I mean, I understand the problem, but the solution, I don't see any, any alternative but to move to deny the variance for the reasons that that it does not create an absolute hardship, which is not, in fact, shared by every neighbor on the street.
All right. Mr. Plug, any comments?
Mr. Chairman, just echoing the last two things. Apparently, although this is a difficult situation, I would recommend that consulting with county and county engineering to come up with a remedy that would move the structure to the rear of the house, as been suggested by county staff in the two previous comments. And again, I think we all recognize that although unfortunate, I mean, we've got rules in place for a reason. Mm-hmm. And we also have a number of neighbors who are opposed to what's presently going on there. So I think as a board, we've got an obligation to not only enforce the rules, but also take into consideration the other neighbors that are opposed to what's mm-hmm. happening to it. And for those reasons, I would have to deny as well. But I would definitely suggest that county engineering or some other professional provide, because there are remedies, albeit probably expensive, but there are remedies to the situation that a county official would probably best engage on the engineering side to provide a doable mm-hmm. Remedy, so to speak.
Is Meredith online? Would she like to comment?
I am online. I would echo the same thing that all of the board members have said prior. I think that it's important that they consult with the county engineers and come up with a feasible solution in order to meet the zoning requirement.
Okay. Thank you, Meredith. Would you step back up for a moment, please? The consensus, as I'm listening, basically there are two choices here. If we go forward with this hearing this morning, it seems like there's going to be a vote to deny the variance. However, we are in a position as a board to table this matter to allow you to go back to whoever the engineering consultants you want to consult and see if there is a way that you can pick this thing, this shed up and move it to the backyard. I think we as a board would offer that to you, you know, for 30 days or so to allow you to do that. And that would allow you not to have to expend any more funds and doing a new variance request at some point in the future. Because if we strictly deny it, it is a final decision this morning. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Okay. So do you have a preference this morning?
Actually, I don't even know where to begin for this. In order for us to, I heard the word expensive. Of course it's going to be expensive. I spent $250,000 for this home, and to find out that I'm consistently putting more money into it now, for a shit. Or I don't know. I don't know where to go from here. To be honest.
I think county staff might be able to help you with that.
I'm sorry.
I think county staff might be able to help you with that.
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we don't really have much of an option. You know, I mean, we're the plan still here, and you know, you guys have the final decision, which I respect. I don't think it's right, but I respect it. After all that we've been through for this, I appreciate
it. I do have a question. So this house here, I'm in an HOA.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
But how am I being told what I can and what I can't do on a home that I pay for?
These are zoning regulations which are throughout the county. Under state law and local law, the governing bodies have the ability to zone properties and tell you what you can and can't do, basically.
Wow.
Mr. Chairman, let's make this easy for everyone. I will move that we table consideration of this for 30 days. If we do not receive any response from the petitioners within 30 days, we can put this back on the agenda for the next meeting.
I second that.
All right. Voice vote, all in favor of the motion to table for 30 days?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Chairman votes aye as well. That motion passes. Please consult with whoever you need to consult with. I think there is an option out there. It may not be as expensive as you think.
Lord, I hope not. Lord, I hope not. We spend a lot of money on this house already, but thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
You're welcome. Thank you for your consideration. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that's the only reason I did that.
Yeah. And I think there is a solution.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a solution.
All right, we have a variance request here for, let's see here, 2530 East President Street. Let me grab my paper. All right, so this is a request for an 82-foot reduction in the county's 500-foot minimum distance requirement between billboards. I will try to walk you through this. I've created sort of a timeline thing here. I'm going to put the map up for you, or rather this one. So hopefully we can follow along. So Lamar Sign Company had a billboard on the west end of President Street, which is location B on this map, which was owned by Storeroom of Savannah, and that is located in the city of Savannah. And so let me point out before we even really get into this, this is the city of Savannah limits, and this is the unincorporated county. So that company, Storeroom, terminated Lamar's lease and instructed them to remove this billboard in June 30th, 2019. Lamar removed this billboard in March of 2020. The Renpro Sign Company, who is the applicant for this petition, received a permit at that time from Chatham County to erect a new billboard at location C. This billboard conformed to the Chatham County ordinance because it was more than 500 feet away from any other billboard in Chatham County at that moment. The GDOT, however, issued a permit for Lamar to place a new billboard at location A, which was in the city limits. Because Renfro and Lamar Signs crossed municipal boundaries, the permits were correctly issued by both entities because both the city and the county do not regulate distances between signs across their jurisdictional lines. However, GDOT issued this permit in January 2021 to be erected just 200 feet west of the Renfro sign that already existed at location C. The GDOT then ordered Renfro to remove its already existing sign because it violated the state rule that billboards need to be a minimum of 300 feet apart. So we're talking about like the state and the county and the city here. Yes, it is not great, but so basically
I'm already confused.
Yeah. Hopefully the applicants are here that can maybe make things clearer for you if I can't do it. Basically, to boil it down, the city and the county individually have 500-foot distance requirements for their billboards, but don't regulate that across jurisdictional lines. The state, however, because this is a GDOT area here, the state does have a 300-foot minimum that they do enforce across local municipal lines. So basically, to avoid prosecution with GDOT, Renfro is seeking a variance to move their sign roughly 100 feet east to location D. This would place it 300 feet from the current Lamar sign, and that would meet GDOT standards. However, there is already an existing other sign by Renfro at location E. So by moving it to meet GDOT standards, they would need a variance from the local 500-foot ordinance, would place the signs 418 feet apart. So basically, at the end of the day, they are requesting an 82-foot variance from the 500-foot minimum distance between billboards to move their existing sign to a place that conforms with state standards. If there are any questions, I can try to clarify that.
Sir, what is this sign in front of? What is this?
These are some warehouses right here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like what, industrial zone?
Yes, sir. This is a planned light industrial zone.
So item or sign B is gone.
Yes,
correct.
So
okay, sign C is the one that's there, and you're proposing to move it over to position D.
That's correct.
Okay.
We have found that this does meet our criteria for an undue hardship placed on the applicant, so we are recommending approval for this variance.
So is the current sign, soon to be the proposed sign, is it also electric in nature?
I looked at it the other day. Okay. I don't think so. It's a V-shaped sign, is that right?
Static.
Yeah, static, yeah. Two-phase, yes, ma'am.
But the existing Renfro sign at location E is a flashing electric.
Is that one?
Well, it doesn't flash, but it is a digital sign.
Right. Okay. But I mean, but it changes.
It changes.
Adds. So, okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Okay. Any other questions of staff? I think I've got a handle on it. All right. Who is here to speak for the applicant?
My name is Philip McCorkle. I'm a local attorney. I appreciate the staff's recommendation. The crux of the problem is the county properly issued a permit for my client Renfro, and Jed Renfro was here in the checkered shirt, to build a billboard. And then somebody at DOT allowed Lamar, which owns about 95% of the signs in this community, to relocate rather than build a new billboard. And so the DOT's position was, well, we didn't give them a new sign and violate our own 300-foot rule. We let them relocate. We already had our sign built with permits. So there is ongoing, expensive, lengthy litigation with the DOT between my client and the state of Georgia, which is not healthy for my client because he has to deal with the DOT every time he wants to put up a digital sign or any kind of sign along the interstate. So we're desperately looking for
litigation with respect to more than just this.
I want the sign 300 feet for the Lamar sign they allowed to relocate, and we're saying that's not right. So they're in litigation up in Atlanta federal court. We tried desperately to get out of that mess, and the way to do it is to move the sign 100 feet to the east, still be 412 feet away. I don't think it harms the public, and it certainly helps my client. It is a unique set of circumstances. I've never seen a set like this myself. So I appreciate the staff's recommendation.
All right. Any evidence, any witnesses, Philip?
No, sir.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. McCorkle?
No, I think I understand the problem really well.
Thank you.
I did forget to mention, we did receive one opposition letter. Didn't receive any other calls or anything about it, but the one letter I can pull up here.
Was rather vociferous. If I
recall. Yes, from Michael McCarthy. Basically, Opposed to having more billboards on this road. They live nearby this area, believe there's too many billboards already, and you know, action should be taken to have less billboards on these roads near residential areas. And also some comments about the content of the billboards, which I don't think is pertinent, but.
If I could, I know Michael, and let me respond to Michael's email, if I could. He really, first thing he said was, you should never grant a variance, which of course is against the law. You know, you have variances for a reason, and you look at the standards and you grant them or not. Second thing, he railed on the digital billboard, which is what has him upset. And I looked through the ordinance this morning. It requires any digital billboard to be, this Chatham County ordinance, like most, 250 feet from any residence. I did a Google map, and he's 800 feet away at his house. It requires the billboards to dim at night to 3,500 candle power rather than 7,500. And all these billboards have an automatic photo sensor on them. Now, I was talking to my client, we'll double check, make sure the sensor's not broken, but we're in compliance with that as well. And my client's never had a complaint about the billboards at night being too bright. So if this one is broken, it would be the first one, but we will check that, make sure it's not brighter than it should be, because they naturally dim at night. In the daytime, at noon, they got all the candle power going so you can see them, but at night they dim down, we still see them. So I think Michael's comments were more at the digital billboard than this, the issue at hand.
But that matter's not before this board.
No, it's not. I mean, if the county wants to change its ordinance, they need to, you know, they have.
Is there anything this board can do about?
No, no, sir.
That's up to the commission.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone here present in opposition, either in person or online?
If there are any members of the public online who'd like to speak to this petition, please use the raise your hand feature.
No one's present. Any discussion from the board?
I'm ready.
Meredith, any comment?
No comment.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, with all understanding of Mr. McCarthy's concerns, I nonetheless move that we accept staff's recommendation.
Do I hear? Go ahead. Mr. Pelote seconded.
Second.
All right. Voice vote then, please. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Variance approved. Thank you, Philip.
The stage of the game is, it gives you a heads up about the bridge construction that's in front of you if you're driving east.
Which is a mess in its own right. All right, next matter, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. Melissa Leto, MPC staff. This is a variance request for two variances. The request is to a minimum marsh buffer setback and to the minimum front yard setback requirement. The subject property is outlined in light blue. It's an L-shaped, kind of an awkward parcel. Regarding the rear yard setback, is the majority of it is located within the marsh buffer. The petitioner would like to construct a single family residence on the subject parcel. And in order to do that, let me see if I can show you the proposed site plan. Here's the proposed site plan. So the layout of the parcel and then the proposed building will be a two-story elevated residence with parking underneath. They're going to have access from the Caitlin Cove subdivision and a portion of the South Street right-of-way. They are also requesting a 16-foot reduction. So the marsh buffer, they're going to encroach 11 feet into the 35-foot Chatham County marsh jurisdictional buffer. And in order to not encroach further, the property owner is also encroaching into the front yard setback, which is 25 feet on this parcel, and they are going to be reducing it to 16 feet. Staff finds the development pattern surrounding the subject parcel includes parcels with larger lot widths and lot areas than this parcel. The parcel shape and location, again into the marsh buffer, limits the petitioner's options in regards to constructing his single-family residence. So staff finds extraordinary and exceptional conditions in this case. And then also the size, the fact that much of the rear yard is placed in the minimum required marsh setback forces, again, the petitioner to move the proposed house forward into the minimum front yard setback. Based on the findings identified in the staff report, staff recommends approval of the petitioner's request. The property owner is present virtually, Greg Holland. And I am here to answer any questions as well.
Any questions of staff?
Ma'am, would it be fair to say that without the variances, that this lot would be unbuildable?
Correct. There would not be anything substantial to be able to build. I mean, he could build in a smaller footprint of the house, but actually it is proposed to be a 2,124 square foot house.
So that's hardly a big house.
29 feet in width and 59 feet in depth.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. It's a vacant piece of property. Oh, these are the site plans. Sorry.
Okay. Wow.
And this is a view from the rear facing the South Street on our MPC car.
Thank you. That's very edifying.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions of staff? Now, who is here to speak for the petitioner?
Gregory Holland.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I am here. Can you hear me? I am here.
You'd have to speak up a little bit, but first let me swear you in. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
I appreciate your taking the variance. I appreciate your time here. I'm just looking to build a single family residence on this property and use it for its best purposes, and appreciate all your assistance in doing that.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Very grateful. Thank you.
Any questions of a witness?
I don't have any questions, Mr. Chairman, but I did do a drive-by, and I think that this is probably the highest and best use of the property.
Mr. Chairman, it appears to me he'd be doing his neighbors a service by building the house there, frankly. So I don't have any questions.
Please tell me you're not coming back later and trying to put a pool on this thing. All right.
I'm not trying to put a pool on it.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Anyone here present to speak in opposition?
Anyone online? No? All right. Then the evidence is closed. Any discussion from the board?
Chairman, I don't have any discussion, but I have a motion. Mr. Chairman, in view of the unique circumstances of this lot, in that it would be practically unbuildable without the granting of both the variances, and the view by looking at the property, it would in fact enhance the value of the neighbor's property and not diminish, I would therefore move that we grant both of the variances requested.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Mr. Palut, seconds. All right, voice vote, please. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Variances are approved, sir.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciation.
Move forward. Build your house. All right. Do we have anything else this morning? Such as what is this machine in front of us?
Can't answer that, Mr. Chairman, but I do want to just quickly, by way of introductions, bring ask Ms. Hartman to stand. That's Tabitha Hartman. She's recently joined Chatham County Building Safety and Regulatory Services Office in the role of the zoning administrator. So she'll be working with us on these projects.
Welcome.
Great.
Welcome.
Glad to have you.
Now get to work. All right. Anything else this morning? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned.